Hi everyone, in this video I want to show you how to make a stunning ribbon bow with two colors of ribbon. This ribbon bow I made is 6 inch approximately wide, and we're going to need to make two patterns for this ribbon bow, so let's go ahead and start. The first pattern is a stripe of cardboard which is 6 inch long. And if you want to make a different size of bow, you just measure the size that you want and do a stripe for that size. Now the second layer of the ribbon is going to be the white, and we're going to need for that a 4.5 inch long. Okay, now we have two stripes. These are two patterns for our ribbon bow. One is 6 inch long and the other is 4.5 inch long. Let's start with a smaller layer, and we're going to begin with tearing a piece of 12 inch long ribbon, and we put it aside for later. Take the white ribbon and start wrapping around the pattern, the smaller pattern. Now make loops as you see here in the video. Okay, now we're going to make 15 loops. When you're done, just cut off the end of the ribbon. Great. Take out the cardboard. Now, with sharp scissors, just cut off the edge on the right side and on the left side. Hold all the loops tightly together. That's one side, and now the other side too, but leave the center attached. Don't cut off the whole piece. Do the same to the other side. Make sure you hold all the loops tightly together. Great, now open the loop and place one cut edge onto the other cut edge. And when you have them both good in your fingers, just take the white stripe that we prepared before and tie these loops together. Make a very strong tie. Okay, now that we're done with this, hold all the loops between your fingers of the left hand. Take the first loop from the center, pull it and twist it. Pull and twist towards you. Take the second side, pull it and twist. We take first from the right, then from the left. Right and left. Each loop must be pulled and twisted. Now, as you see over here, I pull and twist, but when I pull them, I bring the loops up to the center of the ribbon flower. I bring it up to the middle. And what I did before is actually I pulled them more to the sides, because I want the ribbon loops to be also like laying down and also pulled up in the center. Okay, that's what we get when we finish. You can always straighten it out a little bit. Great. Very nice, beautiful. Okay, this bow is actually the smaller layer, and soon we're going to make the bigger layer, which is the red color in this bow. You could play around with the colors and take any color you want. You could do green and white, or green and red. You could do golden red. You could do light blue and white for a baby shower for a boy, or pink and white for a baby girl. You could make these bows for wedding cars, bridal showers, decorations for holidays, for birthdays. You could make them big with a centerpiece. You actually could make any size you want now that you know how to make the patterns. First you measure the length of the bow and then you make the larger pattern that length. Okay, now we're starting with the red ribbon. We're doing the same thing. First we wrap around the pattern, but this is 20 times. Take out the cardboard, cut the edges of both sides. Now place two cut edges together, hold them well between your fingers, and tie them tightly, a double tie, with the red thin ribbon stripe that you prepared before you started. Great. Now start pulling the loops. Start from the right side and left side, right side and left side. Pull and twist. Pull and twist. Now, as you see this ribbon, I am pulling them all to the sides. I didn't pull any loop up to the center because this one I want to be flat. You see, this is a flat bow, and on top of it I'm going to put the white one. Now, the way I attach these two together, I don't use glue. I actually pull through the leftover white thin stripe of ribbon, both sides. Pull them through to the back of the ribbon bow, and I just tie them together with a double tie. Now if you use this on a wedding car, you could just tie this to the doorknobs. Great, now the ends that you have, you could play around with them, either cut them or leave them like that. You could also twist them or do anything you like. I hope you like this video. Have fun. Thumbs up if you liked it. Bye bye.